Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, as Andy and I told you just a few minutes ago before we got to the top of the hour, something really good cooking this hour. Jeremy is here, the one and only Hunt Chef, just in time for deer season and some sweet seasonings. We're going to tell you all about it right now. And here's the host of this hour, Mr. True Value, on this Small Business Saturday, Andy Amrine. Morning, Andy.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Pittsburgh. And Jeremy, Kim, thank you once again for coming in and spending a Saturday morning with us. And Hunt Chef is the Hunt Chef Nation. It's been my privilege to be part of this nation now and learn a lot about it. And I'm an avid chef. Well, I shouldn't even say I'm a chef. I'm a cook. You know, I love to cook, whether it's on my Weber grill or in my kitchen. And my wife loves it that I like to cook. But I just absolutely fell in love with your seasonings now, 3 years ago, and had to have them at our store. Love selling the products. And everybody that I introduced to your products, Jeremy, just absolutely will never go back to any other seasoning. So I want to thank you for coming in and spending an hour with us, you and Kim. But I'm sorry I have to drag you out of the woods to do it, don't I? I mean, this is opening day for a lot of hunters, opening weekend, and you decided to spend it again with us here at KDK instead of out in the woods hunting a deer.
Wouldn't have it any other way. Thanks so much for having us back. This is a big day in Pennsylvania, you know, opening day of rifle season for deer. And, you know, from the time I grew up, you know, in Armstrong County, just up the road, I mean, this is what you lived for,
right?
You know, when I was a kid, and, you know, it seems true today, but I think that we've got lots of hunting opportunity ahead. And as soon as we get back home, I'm going to grab my son and we're going to the deer blind this afternoon. But he's actually going to take his crossbow this afternoon, not the rifle. Anyhow, wish us luck. But thank you for all the kind words. Thank you so much for having us back. Thank you for being an amazing retail partner and friend with us. And, you know, just kudos to you. I've been watching all of your amazing TikTok work here as of late. And, you know,
I may be in them, but I have nothing to do with making them.
Well, you know, I
it's all Kate.
Probably have to disagree with a little bit of that statement. But the one I watched about the history of your store with Mr. Evie and everything, I mean, just hats off to you. I mean, not enough people communicate who they are, where they're from, how they got there enough, I think, these days. And I think the content you've been putting out really speaks and builds to the Small Business Saturday kind of thing. Yeah. You know, and that's what we strive to do at Hunt Chef. You know, yes, we are a seasonings company, but we also are kind of a educational partner. You know, I've been cooking professionally for over 30 years, and you know, we're a small team. There's only four of us, right? And you know, two of them are here, and two of us are in the woods. Good luck, Lance and Mike.
50% of the company today.
Yeah, we got half the workforce here.
That's it.
But you know, we share a ton. You know, we do a live stream every week, and we do a lot of you know, just video recipe content and whatnot. So it's more than just a seasoning line, but that's where the bulk of our business lies.
Well, you know, thank you for the kind words. Yeah, my store has been in business for 70 years.
Amazing.
I've been doing this for 50 years, but you're no newbie to this. You've been doing this, 30 years or so? Give me a little bit of background about who is the Hunt Chef. I mean, how did all of this start, and you know, where did you come up with all these amazing seasonings? Were you a hunter first or a chef first? What, you know, tell me some of your background.
So growing up, I spent a lot of time with my grandparents. Okay. My granddad was he grew up through the Great Depression, great hunter, fished some, but mostly hunting, you know, and he grew up on a farm. So, and you know, he didn't waste anything, and always cooked. My grandma's a great baker. My mom was a great cook and baker. So I grew up in that. You know, I mean, I went to the chicken coop after church on Sunday, dragged two out by their necks, took the heads off, plucked the feathers, and that was dinner. So at a very early age, I had a very good understanding of where food comes from.
Okay.
And then fast forward on, I decided to go to culinary school, worked all across the country at 5-star resort hotels. You know, it was an amazing career. I got to work with people from literally probably just about every country in the world. So, I mean, Europeans, South Americans, Southeast Asians, Russians, you name it. And, so all that influenced, you know, everything I've done and, cooking professionally since I was 16. I'm a lot older than 16 now. And,
21.
Yeah. But at one point, I'm sure a lot of the listeners here are very familiar with Nemacolin and Woodlands Resort, up in Farmington, right where we still live today. I was the executive chef there, you know, in charge of all the food and beverage and everything around property. And once folks got to know that I enjoyed hunting and fishing and obviously cooking, I started getting the questions. Hey, my kid got two squirrels. What do I do with them? Hey, you got a jerky recipe. Hey, how do I fix this drought? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm going to make a website that has all these wild game recipes on it. And that's in like 2007, somewhere in that ballpark. And just as it kind of evolved in my mind, I came up with the name Hunt Chef. And things kind of went on hold for a while. But all through my career, I always blended seasoning blends, rubs, whatnot, and marinades and things. And, you know, people were hungry for wild flavor for their wild game that they could also use on chicken and pork chops and steaks and everything else. Taco night. So one thing led to another and just kind of snowballed. And now we've got the Delicious Dozen, all 12 seasonings. Then we've got 9 kits, you know, to make sausages, summer sausage, jerky, snack sticks, brines for, you know, making bacon or turkeys or pork loins for Canadian bacon, whatever you want. So that's kind of the nickel version of
how it all came around. So all of the recipes, I mean, all of the seasoning that I sell, they are your creation itself.
Yes, sir.
Now, and years to probably come up with all these different ones. And I just find it amazing. They're very different. They are very, very different. And, you know, I know I will never cook a steak again without your Canadian carnivore. I mean, that is just amazing, the flavor that it adds to a steak. Or when I made our turkey this past weekend, it was just, you know, the only way I would do it is with your turkey seasoning on it.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, my son's in Atlanta. He has me every month. He doesn't call for money. He calls for seasoning. And his favorite is the taco takedown.
Yeah.
And he goes, Dad, I'm sorry. I need some more taco takedown.
He's sorry.
I says, Rob, I just sent you some last month. Yeah, I know. Maybe send me 3 this time.
Yeah.
He just loves your seasoning. He's That's a zoologist. Awesome. He cares for all these animals. But he has all his zookeeper friends now doing nothing but using your seasoning. So it's just amazing how you came up with all of these different seasonings. How long did it take you for these 12 seasoning? Is it years or?
I mean, yeah, I guess it's years, you know, but I guess they were all things that I had done, mixed, made one version or another. And what I really wanted to do was have, you know, a collection of very unique flavors.
Okay.
To not be, you know, just kind of a one or two trick pony sort of thing. Oh, here's your best all-purpose seasoning. Put it on everything. Well, sure. And those things have their place.
Yeah.
But I wanted very unique experiences.
Well, we got to go to our first break, huntchef.com, if people want to take a look at Jeremy and some of his seasoning. But huntchef.com. But Rob will let us come back after the break here.
Yeah, we'll be right back with Hunt Chef, of course, Jeremy and Andy on this edition of a added bonus of the EV True Value Show. He'll be here until 8 o'clock. Don't forget, don't miss out on important updates in Pittsburgh from breaking need-to-know news, weather alerts, and more. Follow News Radio KDK on the Odyssey app now. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. All right, tis the season for deer season, and also something always good cooking any season. It's the Hunt Chef himself and your host for this hour, Mr. True Value from EV True Value on this Small Business Saturday, Andy Amrine. Andy.
All right, Rob, thank you. And, you know, Jeremy, with this being the opening of Rifle, giving a shout out to all the hunters out there in
the Orange Army.
I mean, it's an army. And with the deer, the venison, what should they be looking for in Hunt Chef products? What are going to be their most important ones to be taking home today?
Well, for seasonings-wise, I'm going to just go right down the list. Ten Ring, Grill Rub, I call it Speed Beef Rub, because when I was growing up, that's what my dad or my granddad called venison. He called it Speed Beef.
Nice.
I don't know. So I've just stuck with that. But my Low Down and Dirty Rub is great for anything in the smoker. It's awesome on about 1 inch or half inch sliced backstrap to grill hot and fast. Canadian Carnivore, of course, any of the roasts or chops, anything in the crock pot. Smoky Bayou is fantastic. That's probably a lot of folks seemingly go to nowadays on more and more on deer meat. You can't beat Big Sexy Beast Rub on your deer meat. And actually, you know, real damn deal is, I put it right on the label, fish and seafood seasoning. But that is my son Warren's favorite one to put on pan-fried or grilled venison. And I mean, you know, venison tacos or fajitas, you can't beat them. So my taco takedown is right there. And if you want some, a little bit of heat and lots of flavor, and you like that Cajun bite, straight out of Pontchartrain is where you want to be. But then don't forget, you know, we've got three kits to make jerky, snack sticks, and summer sausage with. And that's so Old Hickory kit, the barbecue kit, and of course the jalapeno kit. And I just made a batch of venison summer sausage. I did 25% beef brisket and 75% lean ground venison. I added in some high temp cheddar cheese, and I'm here to tell you, and everybody that's tried it, it's the best summer sausage, deer summer sausage I've ever had.
Well,
I got to document that coming soon.
Now, you're nationally known, okay,
yeah.
And you do shows all over the country, but, you know, you got into, I guess, every Tuesday, you do your own cooking show now, correct?
Yep, Hunt Chef Live will be, 3 weeks ago, we kicked off season 4.
Okay.
So every Tuesday at 7:30, we do a live stream on our Facebook our Facebook page. Predominantly, we've been dabbling with TikTok and Instagram some. We've got enough subscribers on a YouTube channel now. We might even try doing a live on YouTube. So,
but you've built your own studio now. So you're doing it.
Oh yeah. We call it the set.
The set. <It's>, you know, but I love watching it, but it's more than just for hunters. I mean,
yes.
Your average homeowner who loves to cook or barbecue or dabble, men, women, youth, it's fun to watch.
Well, thanks. Yeah, and just last Tuesday, we cooked bear meat, probably the best bear meat I've ever cooked. But as I walk through, you know, those preparations, I'm like, this doesn't have to be bear. This could be a pork tenderloin. This could be a turkey breast. This could be a beef flank steak, you know, and plus, you know, the side dishes that I make. So even if you're not cooking wild game at home, you know, take advantage of, you know, seeing what a guy that's been doing this for a living for 30 plus years has up a sleeve, you know? So, and you mentioned the youth. I mean, that's one of the biggest things. A lot of times my son, Warren, he's 12 now. People have kind of watched him grow up on Hunt Chef Live. Getting youth and folks that haven't been in the outdoors before into you know, the outdoors and into the kitchen. And I mentioned earlier, you know, a lot of folks just don't have that connection with their food, knowing where it comes from. Because if you're picking out of a grocery store case, you know, not everybody's real concerned about that or understands. But when you, you know, have that outdoors lifestyle, you know where that food comes from. So making it taste great is the next step.
Your son seems to enjoy it.
He enjoys torturing everybody, I think, more than cooking, but he's not afraid to throw down. He jumps right in there. I mean, he's eating bear meat. He's eating beaver. He's eating squirrels. I mean, all of it. He loves it.
Well, good. My son, he's not as young anymore. He's 30 plus, but he grew up learning to cook camping with the Boy Scouts. He's an Eagle Scout, and he loves cooking in the cast iron skillets and his crock pots, but his stock pots, he'll dig a hole in the ground and just line it with charcoal and put the pot down in there and put the little charcoal briquettes on it. And he absolutely loves your seasoning. And one of the things that he is doing is he's mixing seasonings. And I'm sure that's not new to you, but how much of mixing of different seasoning from your, you know, 10 ring to your, you know, low down and dirty, or, you know, what are some of the things that you do in mixing your seasonings?
Well, and that's, I'm glad you brought that up, because we're going to focus a lot on that in 2024. But for myself, you know, I don't always think about it. It's just kind of a natural thing that I do, you know, is to, all right, well, I'm going to mix carnivore and smoky bayou today. And but I don't tell people about it, you know, so that's something, like I said, I want to focus on it. But, you know, there are so many flavor combinations when you look at all 12 of the seasonings, and then whether it's 50-50, 75-25, maybe there's a variation of three. But, you know, even things like taking straight out of Pontchartrain, my Cajun and Blackening, and mixing it half and half with Party Fowl is just a lights out combo. So, and there's so many more opportunities like that. So we're going to focus on that a lot. But Canadian Carnivore Smoky Bayou is right up there for me. Tendering kind of brings even more savory to straight out of the bay, if that makes sense. So and you just keep on trucking, you know, you go from there. There's so many combos. I gotta do the math. I think we're gonna get to like 100,000 combinations.
100,000.
It'll keep everybody busy in the kitchen for
a
while.
You're documenting all this.
I'm gonna
have
to. I mean, Kim will make me, that's for sure.
Kim's like that. She's bossy.
Yeah.
You know, besides all your seasoning and your shows and so forth, you now really have your own food truck. You got into the food truck, food trailer kind of industry and business this year, didn't you?
You sure did. You know, when I left the restaurant business a couple of years ago, I swore I was never going to do that again, right? Well, I mean, it's kind of who I am. So anyhow.
You just love to cook.
I do. And you know, so many people were asking, you know, where's your barbecue? Where can I get your barbecue? So we bought a trailer, and we called it the Hunt Chef Meat Wagon, and we have towed that thing all over Southwest Pennsylvania, maybe even down to West Virginia once or twice, and it's gotten rave reviews, and I don't know what else to say about it. It's a lot of fun. I mean, even yesterday, I was on at Rural King and over between Uniontown and Connellsville, and people just walking right up, oh, we're so glad you're here. Oh, you were at my work last week, but I was off. I'm glad I caught you today. I mean, it's just... And, I mean, every week, the requests come in. Hey, will you cater my wedding? Hey, will you come to my my workplace? Hey, can I just buy like 10 pounds of pork from you? Or how about, you know, 3 pans of that mac and cheese?
It's cool. We had you on July 4th
down
at, EV True Value Hardware, and we had to have our amazing Bethel Park Police Department there to keep track of everybody coming in and out. And I don't know if they were there for our tent sale or your trailer. A lot of fun and a lot of great food. So we're looking forward to having you back there, you know, this year for another July. Well,
you bet.
Well, Rob, let's go to our next break and we'll see where the show takes us after the bottom of the hour.
All right. Rob Taylor coming up next with that news at 7:30. It's your Pratt Pack for a holiday weekend at KDKA. Good morning. All right, Andy Amrine back. The Hunt Chef Jeremy is here, and we've got some people that want to talk. So let's go to Gene in New Stanton. You're on KDK with the Hunt Chef. Hey, Gene, how are you?
Okay, and thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Venison question. I've eaten it had it for years. Number one, it seems to make a difference where the deer are from. It seemed like the ones that were up north had a more wild taste, and the local deer in the woods near our house, well, they could eat from the apple orchards and berry place, were a better tasting meat. And it was very good. The venison meat actually was tasted better than beef to me. I love to do the roast in a crock pot.
Amen. Yeah, and so what you pretty much nailed it right on the spot, because I'm sure, you know, as humans, we've heard many times through our lives, you are what you eat. And it, the same exact thing applies to livestock, applies to wild game. So those northern deer, they're probably eating a lot of woody browse. They're foraging, you know, in the right time of year, they're eating a lot of acorns if the crop's good. But, you know, berries, woody browse, but woody browse and laurel leaves and greenbrier, wild greenbriers. Those, to me, in my experience, give the venison the gamiest flavors. Now, you know, deer...
And they're processing. Local, it seemed like they were adding... pork to the meat if you wanted on the ground meat, mm-hmm. and Amish people would add beef suet.
Yeah, there's a lot of different ratios that people like to use. Some people like straight venison, some love it cut with pork, some prefer it cut with beef. You know, if I'm making venison sausage, say maybe with my hot Italian sausage kit, I'm gonna cut it with pork. If I'm making summer sausage, I'm going to cut the venison with beef or beef fat. So there's a lot of different ways to go. And again, if you find the meat to be gamey, then, you know, you want to find some pork or some beef chuck on sale and go ahead and cut that, you know, even up to 50-50, stretch your harvest out and fill your freezer even more.
Okay, many variations. Last question. You hear of some of the deer getting sick. When you get a deer processed, do they do some kind of a test, or do they know if that meat is safe?
So I think maybe you're referring to chronic wasting disease. And
correct.
Mostly you can tell in a deer's actions, you know, before you would shoot it or harvest it, if it is sick with that. And that chronic wasting disease, it basically impairs their brain function, and they go downhill pretty quickly. And, you know, I think the jury is still a little bit out on whether that meat is safe to eat or not. I know they want you to stay away from brain and spinal cord tissue.
Okay.
But I would refer that question to the Pennsylvania Game Commission and their biologist section. I don't want to misspeak on that.
So if that deer is running along and stops suddenly, it's probably a pretty healthy deer.
Yeah, you know, and
you want to shoot it,
right? You want to look at its actions. You want to make sure it's got a good, healthy coat on it, and you know, it doesn't appear it's a good and let's call it fattened up for this time of year, and not all skinny and scraggly. So just like you're picking out a
thank you so much. I
sure
appreciate
thing.
It.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
All right, great questions.
Anybody else has any questions, give us a call for Jeremy, of course, the Hunt Chef, 866-391-1020. Here's Cindy Allison Park on KDK. Go ahead, Cindy.
Good morning, and thank you for this wonderful show today.
Sure.
I have a few comments. I bought the taco takedown for my son, who is a cook, and he absolutely loved that.
Awesome.
So, but my other question is, what do you have? What did you say you put on steak? Which one you use?
Well, Andy's favorite is Canadian Carnivore.
By far my favorite. I've tried them all, and it just has such a bold flavor. Even my wife, who is not a big red meat eater, she enjoyed her steak with Canadian Carnivore.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know. And then my last question is, I have a nephew who loves to cook all kind of things. Do you have a variety pack of, like, smaller ones that you sell?
Yeah, so on the website, huntchef.com, you can find, or even actually on sale right now for the holiday weekend, but we have our three-pack gift boxes, and we have four of them kind of pre-built on the site, or we have a function where you can select your own three, or you can get yourself down to Evie True Value and get one right off the shelf right there at the store.
I have been down to the store. We love going in there.
Thank you.
Aren't they awesome people in there?
They are.
I mean, it does make you. How many hardware stores you walk into, it does make you feel that welcome, you know?
Well, how many hardware stores have a hammer for their handle on the door?
There you go.
Great point.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen.
Sure.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
Awesome Thank day. You.
Bye-bye.
All right, Robin. You know, Jeremy, these gift packs are, I don't know if your idea, Kim's idea, a combination of it, but it's great for this time of year for the gift season, the holiday season, and so forth. And just like that previous caller, they really want something they could just pick up instead of buying all the individual ones. They could just pick up any of these gift packs on it. So I know there's one with our top two favorite, the Canadian Carnivore and Taco Takedown and the Smoky Bayou. That's the one that I thought, boy, what a great combination of you know, three seasoning in it, but how did you pick the three for the different packs? So there's four different gift packs for the season. How did you end up picking the different ones for what are in the gift packs?
I tried, you know, as I said earlier, you know, with having Mixings. 12, I wanted very distinct flavors. So I went with what I felt were the kind of the most different flavors in each box.
Okay.
So, and but also would be complementary to each other if they wanted to, like
to
I
mix,
said, start
to
mix them together, to blend them together. And, you know, it was just a process. And it's been a few years now that that I did that. And would I redo anything today? Probably not. You know, looking at it, it's so kind of cool to look back on, you know, kind of a body of work and second guess yourself a little bit, but then end up feeling really still pretty darn good about it, what I'd put together there. But our actually our most popular one on online is the build your own. And whether that's folks that have tried them or they're like, they look across the 12 and say, okay, I want to try these three. So it, it works out great.
Now, what's new for 2024?
Well, 2024 is going to be really focused on blending folks at home to blend the flavors together. So again, mix and matching across the all 12 of the delicious dozen seasonings. And I'm pretty sure that I don't have a date in 2024 yet, but we're going to launch a sauces line.
We'll
definitely have three there. My more traditional Memphis style barbecue sauce, my North Carolina style mustard barbecue, and probably my hot honey barbecue sauce. So stay tuned for those. And it is taking longer than I wanted, but look for...
Good things are worth the wait.
Yeah, look for some Hunt Chef wild flavor beef sticks coming your way and some packaging in 2024. So those are our biggest.
Okay. But, well, you do a lot of shows in spring, so local shows. Do you do any around the Southwest Pennsylvania area, or mostly? I mean, anytime I talk to you, you're in another state.
Yeah, we travel out of state a lot for the outdoor shows, beginning in January through April, mostly, even into May. But the two Western PA shows we do are the International Sportsman Show. This will be the second year for it in Monroeville.
Okay.
And then we always do the Chico Outdoors. Chico Outdoors is a nonprofit out of Westmoreland County.
Okay.
Great guy, great bunch of folks with it. So those two for sure. I think Chico's first week in April usually, right around there. And the Monroeville International Sportsman Show is February. February 16th, right on the heels. And then, of course, in PA, we always do the big show, the NRA show for 9 or 10 long days out in Harrisburg, PA every year in February, right at the beginning of February. So that's a haul.
Well, there you go. All right, we're going to take another break, and we'll come back to wrap it up shortly.
Awesome. Right,
coming back with Jeremy, the Hunt Chef, and, of course, Andy. We'll be back later today with the True Value Home Improvement Show. Next hour, it's the Best Of edition of Brian Caranta and I, Secure Money Advisors, on the Money. Saturday underway this holiday weekend with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good morning. All right, one more segment with the Hunt Chef, and here is your host, with Jeremy, Andy Amron. Andy.
All right, Rob. Thank you, Jeremy. So, gift giving time of year and so forth, these three pack seasonings were a great idea. I love that you're doing them, and $25 for this weekend. And whether you're going to EV True Value in Bethel Park and picking them up, or you're going to huntchef.com, it's a great way to get started in the Hunt Chef seasoning. or picking up your favorite 3-pack or something. And, you know, great idea. Absolutely a great idea. And I know my favorite, like I said, is going to be that Canadian Carnivore Taco Takedown in Smoky Bayou. But these other ones, the Party Foul, Low Down and Dirty, who came up with all these names? Were these accidents, or you just woke up one day and you have a notepad by your bed and you said, I'm going to call one the real damn deal?
They were definitely not accidents.
Okay.
And it wasn't so much waking up. It was some late night consideration.
Uh-huh.
With probably a little bit of Kentucky libation.
Okay. That makes sense now.
If you will. And it was so much fun for me, honestly. And naming them all,
mm-hmm.
and then working on the art for the labels, you know, so some of that is just me kind of pencil scribbling, yep. and then turn it over to a graphic designer. But like the bear on Big Sexy Bistro, my oldest daughter, Katana, she kind of hand sketched it really well. And then that kind of turned into
Just love the bold colors,
yeah.
of the seasoning and so forth with it. It's
awesome.
You
eat with your eyes,
yeah.
and that's a big part of it. So,
it's a good way to put it.
Like there's a specially made, turmeric flavoring, mm-hmm. that is in, it's actually an oil, turmeric oil that's in Party Foul that gives it that vibrant yellow color. So, you know, those are things that it's a little bit by design, but just kind of the way it happens, you know, because not, you know, when we're blending large amounts of these spices at a time, you know, to fill the containers, you commercially and in bulk form, things are a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can buy, I don't know, 30 coarsenesses and sweetnesses of sugars. You can buy 100 different kinds of salt, you know, iodized, uniodized, kosher, sea salt, Celtic sea salt, pink salt, you know, blah, 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 large flake, fine grain. So there's so many variations of things that I actually learned that were outside of what I did day to day, you know, in commercial kitchens, you know, mm-hmm. for so long. So it was a learning process for a lot of stuff. And once I put things together, I said, well, maybe we want to grind this a little finer, you know, and so to make it more kind of homogenous and better blended. I don't know, there's a lot that went into it and a lot of education I got out of it. So
2024, tell us again what maybe is coming up or what we could be looking for with Hunt Chef or huntchef.com.
Yeah, so the two biggest things from a product perspective in 24, we'll be launching a line of sauces,
mm-hmm.
and we'll be launching a line of wild flavor beef sticks. So watch for those.
Okay.
But
how about
also,
your show? What's
yeah, so kicking off season four of Mountaintop Outdoors is our show, TV show we're partners in on the Sportsman Channel. Typically, episode one airs like the last Wednesday in December, I think. So stay tuned for that. But on the Sportsman Channel, our show is called Mountaintop Outdoors. And Hunt Chef is partners in that with our buddy Jeremiah from Mountaintop Outdoors and Butch from Working Man Bow Hunter. So it's a pretty awesome show. They're always hunting and I'm always cooking. So stay tuned for that. And if you haven't subscribed to the Hunt Chef YouTube channel yet, I would strongly encourage you to. There's a lot of great content there and a lot of other great content coming. We're also on Carbon TV digital platform, and Mossy Oak Go is another digital streaming platform we're on.
HuntChef.com
is the place to find it all.
Right. You go to HuntChef.com and you have everything else listed there.
But that's right. Phone number to contact us, email, mailing address, it's all there.
Okay. HuntChef.com. But you can get all these seasonings at My Store in Bethel Park.
Yes, sir.
EV True Value Hardware, 5779 Library Road. Store is open. Small Business Saturday. Please come and visit our store.
Save the shipping.
Save the shipping. And it's 412-835-5780 is our phone number. Staff is there ready, willing, and able. But whether you get the 3-pack seasonings for $25, we have all 12 of the separate seasoning and all these different blends for your jerkies and rubs and everything else on it. So, guys, I can't thank you enough for coming out on opening rifle day and pulling you out of the woods and spending it here with Rob Pratt and I on KDKA.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
You know, and I know I'm going to go buy you some breakfast, and you're going to come back for our home improvement show. So you'll be back on with us, Mike and I. We'll be on from 10 to 11, and we're not going to let you get out in the woods quite yet. So any of our listeners that have questions for you, they can follow up with those questions at 10 o'clock for the next hour that we're on.
And, you know, one thing I think people need to understand, there's a reason we have deer season. Deer have overpopulated our neighborhood. So this is a good time of year, right, Jeremy?
It is. And there's a lot of great, you know, local suburban hunts, mostly bow hunts, crossbow. Check with the game commission or your local officials. But, you know, it needs it. There's no natural predators, only Teslas and F-150s these days. So do the deer and your neighborhood a favor. Go hunting.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. You can just leave this stuff here because we have a best of show next hour, so you don't have to do any heavy lifting.
That's excellent. Awesome. There you go.
All thank right. you all so much for having us.
But it will be on the MediConnect show if you don't mind. We just want to.
I don't think they'll care.
No,
we'll it makes you healthier when you eat them.
That's right.
We'll give them an added plug. All right, Jeremy, take care of seeing a little bit.
Thanks so much.
Short break. Coming up, news with Rob, and then we're back with a best of edition of Secure Money Advisors on the Money. Brian Caranta and I today on KDKA.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.